time for Joe's Need to Know News. These are stories you might not hear on the news, but I want to talk about them anyways. A woman walked into YouTube headquarters yesterday in California and opened fire in a campus courtyard with a handgun. She wounded multiple people before killing herself. Thankfully, the people that she wounded are going to survive, it looks like. One's in critical condition, one's in serious, and the other person's in fair, and she's dead. So I feel so bad about that. Apparently, she was an animal rights activist who claimed the company censored her channel. She apparently had a grudge against them because they were keeping money that she was supposed to be receiving. YouTube owed her, I guess, video hits too, she said. And obviously YouTube's
join the club,
cracking
lady.
Down on a lot of people. I thought when I heard this story, I mean, I have a gun. Not that people with guns are crazy, but I thought, remember, we mentioned this a week or so ago in the Need to Know News, that they're not going to let a lot of more, any more like gun instructional videos or anything like that on YouTube. I'm like, why? Maybe you take like a bomb making video off of YouTube, but a lot of people have guns and it doesn't mean you're going to, you know, do a mass shooting. But interesting, that coming out of California yesterday.
No, not one mass shooting has been perpetrated by anyone that's an NRA member or anything like that. So, I mean, and her being upset about them putting some kind of weird, you know, algorithm on her, you know, and she doesn't know that for a fact, but she just suspects
that's what she
it,
thinks because her stuff went down.
It's happening to literally tons of people. Except tons
everybody.
Of people every day.
I'm a nobody and it's like less and less. It's different. They're like, oh, wait a minute. We can charge money for this.
Yeah.
We'll
so
make you pay for it.
Like I said, join the club. But she's an absolute psycho. It's a huge tragedy and super sad.
All right. The fertility doctor is your dad? What? Kelly, this girl named Kelly, received the results from a DNA sample that she had sent to, you know, like Ancestry.com or 23andMe.
Ancestry.com, ruining families one day at a time,
no,
man, I tell you.
It is, though, guys. I think it is. You know, one of those websites, she assumed that there might have been a mistake. The test showed that her DNA matched a sample from a doctor who
Ooh.
Lived more than 500 miles away,
even
though she never heard of the guy.
Wow.
Ancestry.com predicted a parent-child relationship between the two of them. Now, at the time, she was not aware that 36 years ago, her parents had struggled to conceive a child.
They never told her?
They never told her.
They didn't tell her she was a sperm donor or whatever?
They never told her that, and she didn't know her mother had undergone artificial insemination, nor did she or her parents know
that it was the doctor's?
That the doctor had used his. So,
dude,
her father, her father?
You are not.
Yeah, on Mari. She's not really his daughter. It's actually the doctor's.
Well, he knew it wasn't his daughter, but he didn't know it was the doctor's daughter. That's probably illegal. There's probably
a lawsuit. Well,
sometimes,
though, with artificial insemination, when they do that, they can try to actually make it happen, that process happen, where it actually fertilizes the egg. So it could really be, like if Lindsay and I struggled, too.
I thought that meant that it was from a different... It was from a donor.
There's different ways to do that. There can be donors,
well,
or there could be like, for whatever reason, if the guy swimmer can't get to the egg.
Yeah, either way, that is so freaky. Who knows how many fertility doctors are providing their own sperm for
exactly.
that. You know what I mean? That is so messed up.
And that's gross. Like,
yeah.
What's wrong with people?
What the heck?
All right, Alex, you brought up earlier in the show today, we were talking about Dilly Dilly, Augusta.
Dilly Dilly.
Do you
that's
know,
how I
have
say.
You ever heard of Augusta? It's a golf course.
Oh, no.
It's a famous thing. Liv, what famous golf event happens at Augusta National?
The Masters. My parents are there right now.
Boom! Look at that. Hey, your parents right there. Nice. No, but it's going on, and the Masters has reportedly been giving a sheet out with lists of sayings that are prohibited, so you better tell your mom and dad this, Liv. You don't want them to get kicked out from the tournament. You can't yell this, because when a golfer hits the ball, they'll yell something like, woo! Or they'll say something, but the word that is prohibited, the phrase...
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
What?
Because you go,
dilly dilly.
Why do they care?
They don't want people to shout it. They say it's distracting and it's causing problems with the golfers.
What's the other thing that people yell?
Baba Booey! Shout out to Howard Stern. They always yell out Baba Booey and hit him with a
hind. So I thought that was kind of funny. So tell your pops about that one so he doesn't get in trouble. Hey, I don't want any couples to break up right now, but I also want people to be healthy and lose weight. But listen, if your significant other, even your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whoever, husband and wife, is thinking about doing weight loss surgery,
yeah,
don't let them do it. As a matter of fact, keep them fat as you can.
Why?
Weight loss surgery, they're saying, leads to more divorces and more marriages ending.
Oh, I've had this theory forever. This is not even news.
Researchers.
Every single time someone in a couple loses a significant amount of weight, they want a divorce or they want to break up because they
harder.
Feel hot and they can get hotter
harder
people.
To do back in the day. Now, weight loss surgery, it's still a process. You don't just have surgery and magically lose weight, but it helps shrink your stomach, makes you less hungry. And they're saying that thousands of people who have had the surgery and thousands who didn't, compared to the other two, they've actually found that the people that had the surgery and lost all the weight are getting separated and divorced
exactly.
at a higher rate. And then they're remarrying somebody that's super hot that they never could have had before.
Did I not just say? Yes. Yes.
Do you think, and I'm just throwing this out here, do you think that's why Lindsay, like, she always says, we got to lose weight, babe, but then she'll, like, make cake for dinner? Like, she'll bake
she
a cake?
She wants to lose weight. She doesn't want you to lose
that's
weight.
That's what I'm saying. Like, right. She loves me, but she doesn't want to have other people love me, too.
It's a trap.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. That's Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show.